This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and November is here, so it's time for another monthly almanac. November is named after Novem, the Roman word for nine, as it was the ninth month of the early Roman calendar. But in our modern calendar, what are some of the key dates? Well, you must remember the 5th of November. On this night in 1605, 36 barrels of gunpowder were discovered hidden behind a pile of firewood in a storeroom beneath the Palace of Westminster. They arrested a man calling himself John Johnson, whose real name was Guy Fawkes, and he, along with fellow plotters, hoped to spark an uprising by blowing up Parliament and those in it. In January 1606, Parliament passed an Act for the Public Thanksgiving to Almighty God every year on the 5th day of November. Not the catchiest name, but making it mandatory for every church in England to hold a special service on the 5th of November each year. In the modern day, people commemorate this occasion with Fireworks Night, where you might go to a bonfire or a local fireworks display, burn sparklers or eat toffee apples. On the 11th of November, Remembrance Day is commemorated. This marks the day World War I ended, at 11 a.m. on the 11th day of the 11th month, in 1918. On the Sunday closest to the 11th, which this year is the 9th, people around the UK will observe a 2-minute silence in memory of British service people who have died in military conflicts. The symbol of Remembrance Day is a red poppy, which became associated with World War I memorials after the flower bloomed in former battlefields of Belgium and northern France. On the 13th of November, you can do a kind act for yourself or someone else as part of World Kindness Day. This was introduced in 1998 and encourages us to do kind actions for others and notice the kindness we receive in our everyday lives. Performing an act of kindness can improve your well-being, help you feel more connected to others, and activates the reward system in your brain, as well as putting out some positivity into the world. And if you have a beautiful tree near you, then you can celebrate it as part of National Tree Week. This takes place from the 22nd of November to the 30th, and is where the UK's conservation sector, volunteer groups, and tree lovers come together to plant thousands of trees to mark the start of tree planting season. And finally, on the 30th of November, St Andrew's Day is celebrated in Scotland. He's the patron saint of Scotland, and many people may celebrate with a social dance called a ceilidh, wearing kilts, and eating traditional foods, including a Cullen skink, which is a type of fish soup. Moving over to the nature of November, this month's moon is called the Beaver Moon. Traditionally, this was the month to set beaver traps before the swamps froze and beavers retired to their lodges, to make sure that you had a supply of warm winter furs. You can keep warm with an apple crumble and maybe throw in some pears as well, as apples, cranberries, medlars, pears and quinces are some of the seasonal fruits to enjoy. And there are lots of root vegetables to keep things cosy as well, including swedes, turnips, pumpkins and winter squashes and parsnips. Moving from the ground into the sky, as the nights draw in, tawny owls will call out to claim their patch. You can often hear owls trying to mark their territory and make themselves known with their calls in the darkness. The famous tuwit tuwu is actually a duet, the female making a tuwit first note and the male answering with a long drawn out tuwu, like this. A beautiful winter sight to behold, starling murmurations will be taking place this month as well. Starlings are in the UK all year round, but their numbers swell from this month to February, when many more migrate here from Scandinavia. Murmurations can be seen at dusk, just before the birds roost overnight. Some bigger birds will be flocking here as well. Geese and swans are on the move. Many travel big distances to the UK, and up to 16,000 whooper swans descend from Iceland, announcing their arrival with honks that sound a bit like a broken old car horn. Seven species of geese also spend winter here, joining a few feral species which spend all year around the UK, including Canada geese, greylag geese and a growing number of barnacle geese. However, the delightfully named pink-footed geese arrive this month, as over 40,000 which breed in Iceland will arrive in eastern England and Scotland. They have a relatively short neck, a short pink bill, grey-brown plumage and characteristic pink legs. Listen out for their call like this. Learn more about the nature you can enjoy every month on the RSPB website, www.rspb.org.uk. Thank you so much for joining me on this November Almanac here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'll be back in December for a look at the festive traditions, folklore and nature.